Coming up next is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Community radio with a powerful zap. We are 98.5 CKWR, the mighty dynamo.
The following is a production of 98.5 CKWR.
Warning. The following program may include songs containing strong coarse language, sexual references, or religious critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
There's a mysterious style of music some know about, many do not. Languishing in nightclubs and underground radio for over 35 years. Born out of the nest of punk during the mid-70s. Firmly taking root during the dawn of the 1980s. Described by those who grew up with it as deeply haunting and mystical. This unique musical genre has been lovingly supported and adored by many of its followers over the decades. It still thrives and exists today. Now, it makes its crossover onto terrestrial mainstream radio. For tonight, you will be brought into the world of the Goths, and the music that helped shape and define who they are. I am the presence known as the Darkmere, and I welcome you to slip into the dark side with the Gothic Vampire Empress of the Night, Madam Ravencroft. So sit back and relax. For in a moment you'll be translocated into this magical musical experience in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Dark Side. And now, here is the Gothic Vampire Empress of Waterloo Region herself, Madam Ravencroft.
Thank goodness you've returned to another episode of The Dark Side. Only heard here on Waterloo Region's best and unique radio station, the mighty Dynamo, 98.5 CKWR. I'm Ravencroft, Madam Ravencroft. So, how was everyone's week? I hope it was great. Did things go super for you? I hope so. You're good people. Yes, you are. Plus, I want to say, your eyes are looking so fiendishly tasty. You got mesmerizing eyes, you really do.
Are you looking in your magic mirror to see them?
Maybe.
I have a question.
Continue. What's your question, Eva?
You mentioned a lady's name in our last episode when I gifted you with the mirror.
Yes, Betty Thompson. She was one of Waterloo Region's famous celebrities, highly revered and respected. She hosted a children's show on CKCO-TV called The Romper Room, where she uses hers to look into the lives of children.
Interesting. If she had such a mirror that can peek into the lives of children, wouldn't that make her a stalker? Would that mirror be an early version of what spyware on today's hand computers are able to do?
Hand computers?
Everyone has them. They're small rectangle-sized gadgets people put to their ears and yell into the air.
Yell into the... Oh, those are smartphones.
That's what they're called. Yes, smartphones.
Anyways, you ask the most strangely out of left field questions, don't you? Particularly those that skirt a controversial topic. I'm sure Betty used her power of the magic mirror in the most discreet and professional way. See it kind of like Santa Claus checks in with children throughout the year to evaluate if they've been naughty or good. Now, before you think a step ahead and try to bamboozle me, don't you go getting on the coattails of this question with a follow-up of, is Santa Claus also unethical? You open up a bag of frustration and blinking eyes in an astonishment moment for me should you ask me that one. If you do ask me that question, you're going to put me in a logic loop and make my head explode. In Santa Claus's case, he doesn't actually see them visually. He senses children's moral instincts remotely, like one gives off body heat on a flare camera. See Santa Claus like a Charles Xavier and Cerebral all in one combination. You know, Charles Xavier, Professor X of the X-Men?
Oh, since you put it that way, I can see the reason Betty does that. She is just checking in with them.
Yes, like a visual baby monitor. So, Eva, who are on this evening's set list of musical artists scheduled to play the main stage band score?
On the marquee, we have appearing auditorially such bands as I Am the Shadow, Real Life, The Crux Shadows, Project Pitchfork, Paralyzed Age, Lindsay Schoolcraft, Blue Angel, Rock Hills Kid, The March Violets, and The Damned.
Sounds splendid. Let's get a move on. People are waiting to hear 2 hours of gothic music and rock and similar related music to assault their ears most pleasantly. Ready to press play, my ethereal companion?
I'm ready to begin.
So, who is taking center stage currently?
Up next in our first set of the evening, we have Shiny Toy Guns from Quebec, the band Low Factor, and Jean Loves Jezebel.
Good. Let's leap and lap up those gothic tunes, my will-o'-wisp compatriot, and get the show on the move. I'm Tamara Ravencroft, and this is The Dark Side, only found on Kitchener-Waterloo, Canada's most unique and beloved radio station, 98.5 CKWR, broadcasting alternative music across the greater Waterloo region and surrounding municipalities, as well as anyone lucky enough to catch our wave, i.e. signal, on their radio dial, through cable television, or more easily on our website, www.ckwr.com. We shall catch you after our first tricep.
Falling, floating, Tamara Ravencroft. The Dark Side. 98.5 CKWR.
Yeah.
Listening to The Dark Side on 98.5 CKWR FM, and I'm its haunting hostess, Madame Tamara Ravencroft, the Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region. We just heard at the beginning Los Angeles alternative rock, synth-pop, post-punk band Shiny Toy Guns, with lead singer Keira Faye on vocals with the Peter Schilling cover of Major Tom, Coming Home, from their 2009 album Girls Le Disco, the remixes. Then, from Montreal, Quebec, we had synthwave, darkwave band Low Factor coming in second place with Le Minotaur, the Minotaur off their 2016 album Le Son Je Demeure Comme Un Prix Orage, Lessons from Thunder, How to Create a Storm. Yes, my Gravelings and God brethren, if it's goth, darkwave, or other music closely aligned with these genres, and if they are from other parts of the world, regardless of the language, you will likely hear them played here on The Dark Side. Then, finishing up our first set list of the evening, we had Hearted, the Mission UK remix, from classic goth rock post-punk Perth Call Wales band, Jean Loves Jezebel, off the 2011 The Dark Box, the Ultimate Goth, Wave, and Industrial Collection, 1980-2011 album. Nice to see that you're taking up a humanoid appearance, Eva. Let me take it. You're using your natural she-glamour ability.
That I am.
That's an interesting fashion statement you're sporting. Sort of like you're turning into a goth.
Not sort of. I am.
Well, the style fits in with your black hair and asymmetrical blunt cut. So, where did you get the goth clothing? Since you don't work in order to make money so you can pay for them?
I made them. Didn't goths in the 80s use to make their own clothing because goth stores found online today didn't exist back then?
That's very true, with the exception of the goth-centric store Sirens. If you lived in Toronto during the mid-80s, which was found on the south side of Queen Street West, between Spadina and Bathurst Streets.
Interesting. So I spent time the past couple of weeks collecting all sorts of dark clothing. Really dark colored clothing similar to Gothic styles I have researched. I then used the sewing machine at the Spectral Mansion to make my own clothing, thanks to help from Lorelei and Celine. Did you know Celine was a seamstress before she turned into a werecat?
No, I didn't know that.
The more you know.
You didn't steal that clothing, I hope. Please tell me you didn't steal the clothing.
No, I just saw them in these big steel bins. So I passed through them and I searched around for what I needed, then took them back to the Spectral Mansion.
Eva, those are for thrift stores. You can't be doing that. those are donations for charity.
Well, charity didn't come to pick them up after a while, so I helped myself to them.
You're incorrigible. However, you do look smashingly good, in a PVC domino sort of way. What foot size are you?
I don't know. Smaller than yours.
There's a metric yardstick in that room with the sewing machine. Step on it, remember the number, get back to me.
I can change my foot size.
Oh, of course you can.
Why are you patting my head and saying that sarcastically?
I am?
Yes.
Did I say I hate you?
No.
I hate you.
Why?
Well, because I can't wear many of the shoes out there. Shoe manufacturers with all the cool shoe styles don't make them in my size, size 12. Pick out a pair you want, and I'll see what I can do to get them for you. So does that mean that you will be in humanoid appearance from now on?
As much as I can. I like human fashion as I like laughing. Soon I'll be a gothic fairy like Amy Lee, just with wings, unlike her.
You know, that is simply a nickname she was given.
Yes, I remember you saying that a few episodes back, but the nickname would better suit me. Think of it. You are the gothic empress, and I am the gothic fairy. The fairy and the empress.
If I didn't know any better, Eva, I think you're developing the beginnings of an ego. Anyways, Tiny Tina.
Are you getting senile? My name is Eva, not Tina.
I'll show you senile. I was being sarcastic again. Anyways, I think you might run into a hornet's nest, assuming the title given to Amy Lee by other gobs who fondly gave it to her.
Yes, I remember. I'm doing it to honor Miss Lee and to the gods that named her after my race. I have a right to use it more than she does.
Okay, then. I can't order you to change your mind, free will and all that. But be careful. You might ruffle a few feathers along the way.
Gods are avian. I never knew that.
Again, figure of speech, Eva. No, they're not birds. Still, I must admit, you know how to rock a gothic outfit better than I. Then again, I don't look like I'm 28 years old. I'm an elder goth now. Color me jealous.
I have to look good for the show.
Considering this is radio, that no one can see you.
Oh, still, I want to look good. If the show caters mostly to goths, then I should look the part.
No argument there, Eva. Who are coming up to the main band skull stage for a second tri-set of the evening?
Let's see. Yes, we have I Am the Shadow, Real Life, and Capital from Hamilton, Ontario.
Nicely done, Light Bright. Let's zip right into that set. This is 98.5 CKWR on the FM dial. This is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft going till 5 Eastern Standard Time. The Night Shift crew and myself will see you in about 15 minutes' time. Catch you later.
If you're a Canadian goth rock, dark wave, cold wave, dream pop, post-punk, pagan pop, or new wave band who've been trying hard and wish to break into the music industry, but just need a little push to hopefully be noticed, the Gothic Empress herself welcomes you to submit a high-quality MP3, along with a short bio of you or your band to her email address at madamravencroft@gmail.com. Just make sure care and attention is focused on vocal clarity, and that your instrumentals are crisp and in balance with your foreground vocals. That no profanity, misogyny, anti-LGBTQ+, racism, violence-promoting or sexual content are to be found within the lyrics. Be also aware that your song might not be played if any of these complexities are embodied within your song. Understand that Madam Ravencroft, The Dark Side, and 98.5 CKWR are not obligated, nor will there be any financial compensation for the playing of your song. Hopefully, we can help, in a way in making you a star, and ultimately putting Waterloo Region and the Canadian nation on the world stage. Take care and good luck.
This is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
'90s now. 98.5 CKWR.
Tamara Ravencroft, The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.
Send me an angel.
98.5 CKWR, Waterloo Region's most eclectic radio station. Welcome back to Gothopolis Cemetery. You're listening to The Dark Side. I'm Madam Ravencroft, accompanied by my ethereal voice assistant, Eva.
Hello, everyone.
We started off the second tri-set of the evening with Lisbon, Portugal's goth rock dark wave band, I Am the Shadow, with their 2017 song selection, Tongueless, off the All Our Demons album. Next, we had a band the Madam has met in person, a great bunch of boys, super cool. From Melbourne, Australia, we heard from new wave synth pop band Real Life with the haunting tune that catapulted them to recognition. Send Me an Angel 89 extended version from their 1989 Send Me an Angel 89 compilation album. Then we ended the set with Hamilton, Ontario, Canada's dream pop darkwave shoegaze band Capital with their song In Ceremony from the 2009 album Dream Noise. Eva, we are crunched for time. The sands of the hourglass are running short in hour one. Who are the final three artists to appear on our virtual stage?
Coming up before the end of the hour, we have the Crux Shadows, Project Pitchfork, and New Brunswick band Dylan Ryan and the Dream Romantic.
Very good. Let's get on with that. This is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft, only heard on 98.5 CKWR. We shall see you back here for part two of another hour of Gothic, Darkwave, and other closely related music.
Waterloo Region's alternative music source. We are 98.5 CKWR.
To the sun, you won't be young forever. Tamara Ravencroft. The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.